Now this is a dictation for Brian, Bryan McFalls, MCFALLS, August 1666. Address as a letter to Dr. Patel, PATEL, 5394480. Dear Dr. Patel, follow up for Mr. McFalls, who has advanced renal failure secondary to insulin-dependent diabetes, diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Last visit October, comes in person. A lot of stress at home. He's fighting for some custody on grandson, which is the son of his, his son is an adolescent, 15 years old, father of this baby. Isolated nausea, sometimes vomiting, but overall weight is stable, eating well, no dysphagia, soft stools, no diarrhea, no bleeding, good urine output, no cloudiness of blood, minor edema, no claudication symptoms, ulcers of discolor of the toes, a stable dyspnea, uses oxygen at night, 2-3 liters, no purulent material hemoptysis, recent COPD exacerbation, prednisone, Z-pack inhalers were maximized, no hospital admission, no chest pain palpitation syncope, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review, remains on Faslo as a phosphorus binder, vitamin D125, blood pressure on Coric, Norvas, and Lasix. Inhalers, diabetes, cholesterol management, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 143.75, alert oriented sign 3, COPD abnormalities, isolated wheezes, distant breath sounds, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia pericardial wrap, large AV fistula, no ascites tenderness or masses, no edema, neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry in March, creatinine 3.6, for a GFR of 19, normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4-5. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, insulin-dependent diabetes. Next number, AV fistula open, ready to be used. Next number, hypertension, fairly well controlled. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment. Next number, continue restricted diet, phosphorus and phosphorus binders, appears to be well controlled. Next number, presently no anemia. Next number, prior smoker, COPD, respiratory failure, oxygen at night, recent exacerbation as indicated above. Next number, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, clinically stable. I do not see an indication for dialysis. We start dialysis based on symptoms and GFR less than 15. There is a lot of issues at home and insurance. At this moment, not interested on a transplant evaluation. He knows modalities at home, including peritoneal dialysis. He's going to continue doing chemistry on a monthly basis, plan to see him back on the next 3 to 4 months. Emotional support provided, end of dictation.